This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, remembering Kobe Bryant. An update on his family a year later.
I could hear his voice.
Then, is Wendy Williams quitting her talk show?
I know it's not going to last forever.
Our exclusive with the daytime diva, her career plans out of the spotlight.
We tried.
Plus, Dax Shepard's addiction battle, why he went public with his relapse.
I did not want to at all.
Then, why Katie and Orlando are putting wedding plans on hold.
You know, it's hard a little bit.
And Lady Gaga in love, why her normal guy could be the one.
It just makes my heart sing.
Plus, our Amy Schumer exclusive.
It's the best.
Her thoughts now on the Ilaria Baldwin controversy and why she's stepping into the Super Bowl spotlight.
ET starts right now.
You know, it really is still impossible to process that 1 year ago today, we lost Kobe Bryant. You know, he was a great basketball player, but in his second act in life, he had become so much more, a producer, entrepreneur, Oscar winner, and most importantly, an incredible dad.
A girl dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, our hearts break for Vanessa, who lost the love of her life, and the daughter who was set to carry on Kobe's basketball legacy.
What we try to do is just, you know, just be who we are, love each other, love our family, and just keep one foot in front of the other and keep moving.
According to our ET source, Vanessa is following those footsteps today. She will spend the one-year anniversary reminiscing and celebrating Kobe and Gigi's lives privately with those closest to her. One thing is for sure, their legacies are not forgotten.
It's going to be a year since we lost Kobe. Have you even been able to still wrap your brain around that?
No, I'm still having trouble sleeping.
A-Rod posted a tribute online, and last night, Kobe's good friend, Kyrie Irving, arrived to the Brooklyn Nets game in Bryant's number 8 Lakers jersey.
You know who I was rocking tonight. Come on.
On Instagram, Vanessa posted a heartfelt letter from one of Gigi's best friends, which read in part, quote, "I hope that in the midst of your intense sadness, you catch a glimpse of joy in who the daughter you created and raised was. You did it right, Mrs. Bryant." In Vanessa's caption, she said, "It still doesn't seem real. Kobe, we did it right. Gigi, you still make mommy proud." Prior to Kobe's death, Vanessa was always incredibly private, but knowing how much Kobe and his fans shared a special bond, Vanessa made her Instagram public. It's clear Natalia, Bianca, and baby Capri have kept Vanessa going through her unimaginable pain.
There's chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay. Yeah. Caca.
Vanessa shared their milestones, like baby Capri's first steps last May. And her first words just last month.
What are you eating?
Orange.
Good job! Orange. You say it like daddy. Daddy used to say orange.
It's no secret Kobe was a Disney fanatic, so for Bianca's fourth birthday, Vanessa went all out with a Cinderella-themed party. Vanessa has also worked hard to keep Kobe's book legacy alive.
What does that feel like to be number one with a book in a project that you love so much?
No, it's a crazy feeling. To be number one on New York Times, it's a great feeling.
That was Kobe's last ET interview before his passing, when the second installment of his New York Times best-selling book series, Epica, The River of Sand, was released. Vanessa revealed the one thing she had to change to honor his Mamba mentality.
There was one line in this book that said, "Friends come first, practice comes second." There was no way in hell Kobe would ever agree to that, because he used to always tell the kids, "Your friends will be there after practice."
Thank you all so much for being here.
E.T. was at Staples Center for Kobe's memorial service in February. Vanessa delivered a heartbreaking 21-minute eulogy, which was difficult at times for her to get through.
We didn't get the chance to teach her how to drive a car. I won't be able to tell her how gorgeous she looks on her wedding day.
Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, and Alicia Keys all performed. In attendance were J-Lo and A-Rod, Kim and Kanye, LL Cool J, and Queen Latifah. Vanessa's been leaning on her inner circle of friends to cope with her grief, including Ciara and Lala Anthony, who told us she's there to lift her up through the darkness.
You know she's had so many painful days. It was, you know, the TikToks that you guys shared when you were just laughing and giggling and being girls. And because sometimes that's a road to healing.
I'm definitely that person. I come in like, okay, what are we doing today? I always say, you know, to see her smile and laugh to me is the greatest feeling.
R&B singer Monica has also been a pillar of support for Vanessa.
Each day is a struggle, and I think whatever she's feeling each day is not something any of us will ever understand, that level of pain, that level of heartache. And so being there, I've just enjoyed the kids. They are the greatest blessing. And they are the greatest gift that he left.
You know, this really is one of my favorite pictures of Kobe. He's on vacation in Italy with Bianca and the baby Bjorn. And I want you to listen to him light up talking about her.
She has so much energy. It's outrageous. The kid does not stop. Like, we call it a little mini tornado.
That's who Kobe Bryant was. And we miss him. All right, let's move on to Wendy Williams, who is putting it all out there on the table in her new biopic, which airs this weekend. The drugs, the cheating, her plastic surgery, none of it was off limits in our exclusive interview, including questions about if her show is coming to an end.
I love doing this, but I'm realistic, and I know it's not going to last forever. I would like to go into the classroom. I would like to be a professor, not a lecturer for one day, but teach a course in the communications department.
Okay, so Wendy's not quitting daytime anytime soon, but she does have plenty of other projects going on, including executive producing her new Lifetime documentary and biopic. It reveals everything, including personal heartbreak.
I was shocked by the miscarriages, being that pregnant and then losing a baby and having to give birth.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then having to go home and clean up the nursery.
How hard were those days?
Very hard, especially because I knew that Kevin was cheating on me at that time. You know, this girl who had his baby is not the only one. And it was shortly after we got married that I found that out.
If you ever cheat on me again, Kevin, I swear, and I promise you, you will lose me.
I had PIs on him and on her. I knew exactly where her GYN was. I had my people follow them on vacations. If we didn't have children, I would have been out.
Wendy's still trying to heal after losing her mom, Shirley. Her live TV revelation last month went viral, and Wendy says it was awkward for a reason.
She also talked me into picking out this outfit today. She's also died. Yeah.
I had to process it myself because I was the one who got the call in the morning from the doctor. And he said, we tried.
Mm. That's a hard call to get. It's a hard moment.
Yeah. And I still came to work.
She passed away beautiful and peacefully and surrounded by love.
In the biopic premiering Saturday, the 56-year-old also dives into her own body image issues.
So let's talk about these breasts.
Yes, doctor. I want them that big.
I fluctuate between 148 pounds and 155 pounds. I weighed that in sixth grade. I always knew that I was going to get fixed through surgery. I promised myself that once I got it all done, I would never eat my way back to where I came from.
Health-wise, how are you doing? Because you look really good.
I feel fine. I'm doing very, very well. I've got a very good team of doctors. I take a thyroid pill and a Lune Zest every day, and that's it.
Wendy says she's single now and has strict dating requirements.
My next boyfriend, hopefully husband he'll turn into, I don't want to be in this business. He's got to appreciate my humor and have a sense of humor for the business that I'm in and not try to stop me.
Now, remember, last year this time, we all thought Wendy was dating William Selby, but she told me that was a total fake out.
All right, well, let's move on now to Dax Shepard. He has struggled with addiction as well, and he's revealing why he went public with his relapse on prescription pain pills. That's up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
Recently, you were open about your lapse in sobriety after 16 years. That must have been hard to admit.
Yeah, I did not want to at all. I had all kinds of bizarre fears, like, you know, I have sponsors on my show. Is that something that could cost me money financially?
The 46-year-old father of two said he came forward to help others who might be struggling to stay sober during this tough time.
If you can exit quarantine alive and married, my hat's off to everyone.
Dax shared this funny video doing squats with wife Kristen Bell on his shoulders. And on his Armchair Expert podcast, the comedian just spoke to his former punk pal, Justin Timberlake, about fame and fatherhood.
I try to be conscious of making sure we can live a life where we're not weirdly private, but we're conscious of making sure they can be kids for as long as possible. The kids at school with my five-year-old are like, your dad is Branch, you know, from Trolls. The hope is that we just keep instilling in them that we got really fun jobs, but it's not who we are.
Also focused on parenting, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. The couple welcomed daughter Daisy in August, but wedding planning? We're told that's on the back burner for now. Quote, they don't want to put any pressure on themselves. As for Lady Gaga, no engagement talk yet for her and boyfriend Michael Polanski, who have been together for about a year. She posted this sweet pic of them kissing after her inauguration performance. We're told she loves having him by her side and feels like a princess in their relationship. I wonder when they get married if they'll both wear birds.
You are caught up in that bird.
I love Gaga Bird.
Amy Schumer is caught up in her son.
He's so good. He knows how to hail a taxi.
Amy Schumer on Life at Home with son Gene and her thoughts on the Alaria Baldwin controversy.
I love Spain, but also you can't just like pretend like you're from Spain.
Then it's time for Roses and Rosé. And just when you thought The Bachelor couldn't get any more dramatic, bring on more women!
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Welcome back to ET. What do you do when you have a group of women fighting over one man? Bring in more.
Breathe.
And have the first one make out with him.
I'm gonna vomit.
It's time for Roses and Rosé. For the first time in franchise history, new women arrived weeks into filming, and the women laced up and threw down. Someone got hurt. I'm shocked. Where have I seen this before? But it wasn't all fisticuffs. Our newcomer of the night award goes to Michelle, a 27-year-old teacher who is gorgeous, smart, confident, and apparently a human pretzel. Their date ended with a hot air balloon. And Matt James actually closed his eyes. Whoa! But back to the drama, it was on high.
I had heard rumors.
Uh-oh.
Brittany may be an escort.
Oh, she just said that. Okay.
I think that's an awful thing to say about someone, and I want to apologize.
Whew, she apologized.
But also...
Anna! Shh! Seriously.
No, I'm not an escort. Like, it's just, like, so ridiculous to even, like, say that.
We got that settled. Let's get back to what's important. You know what? Never mind. Let's get back to some drama. We are flashing back to superstar drama, both on and off the big screen.
I want to dance.
The wedding planner turns 20, and of course, E.T. was on the set.
No, I had no idea that was going to be such a big deal.
J.Lo, just after she wore that dress, and Matthew McConaughey on his naked bongo arrest.
Any instrument you play naked is the best way to play it.
Then, speaking of J.Lo...
Let's get loud.
Why she's inspiration for Amy Schumer in her life as a mom.
He uses his hands a lot. He's like, blah, 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 blah.
Let's get loud.
Look, we all remember that J-Lo moment from the inauguration. Well, it gave Amy Schumer inspiration while getting her son Gene ready for bed.
Let's get loud.
Ha, even J-Lo loved it. She reposted the video with the caption, "Sing it, Amy Schumer," and LOL.
Meanwhile, someone who wasn't laughing at Amy's social media impersonation, Ilaria Baldwin. Amy talked about her little dust-up exclusively with Rachel Smith.
What did you make of the whole Ilaria Baldwin controversy was struck up?
I really don't even know what to say. It was so insane and entertaining.
My wife is from Spain.
How do you say it? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
I'm born in Boston.
In since deleted post, Amy poked fun at her fellow mom, including captioning this pic. I get it. I went to Spain a couple times and loved it too. Amy also added a cucumber emoji.
She seemed like a little bit upset, and not about me, but about the comments she was getting. So I just took it down. I was just like, I don't want to be mean. You know, it's a little insane to be in like lingerie with your baby. Like, I just thought that was a little funny. I don't want them to be going through a bad time. But also, you can't just, like, pretend like you're from Spain. I love Spain. And now I want to be introduced on all shows as a flamenco dancer.
Of course you do.
On Super Bowl Sunday, the comedian will actually be introduced as a new face of Hellman's Mayonnaise in an ad during the big game. Its message, to encourage people not to waste food. And Amy's not about to waste getting in a joke.
We throw away so much produce in the U.S. because it's irregular.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about... personally, my boobs, like this, my right one is the star, and this one's sort of like on junior varsity. Should I be thrown away? No. Well, neither should the boob, right? It's going to be exciting to watch the game and be like, there's a commercial.
I can't wait to see it.
I hope it's not on during our son's nap. This will be the first time he's seen me on TV, so... And, you know, I think he'll be really confused.
21-month-old Gene is actually pretty smart.
He knows how to hail a taxi.
Can you hail a taxi? How do you get a taxi?
He's starting to talk in full sentences. He doesn't say any words, but he has a lot of conviction.
Yeah.
And he's telling me because he uses his hands a lot. He's like, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's a lot of that. And we go, okay, yeah, I can see that.
Finally, Amy, I know you've got a milestone birthday coming up. Fill in the blank for me. 40 is the new blank.
Dead. Just kidding. No, I feel really good. I'm excited about turning 40. I'm not worried about aging. Like, you know, I've never really been celebrated for being like young and hot. So I'm not worried about anything. No, you know, I think I'm so cute, please. I'm excited. I think I'm just getting started and life's getting better and better.
Let me tell you, Amy, you're gonna love the 40s. Welcome to the club. It does get greater later. Well, let's get back to J-Lo though, because she's celebrating something too. Yes, her and Matthew McConaughey's classic rom-com, The Wedding Planner, turns 20 today. E.T. was on that set, and it was clear J-Lo and Matthew hit it off the second they met.
It was very, very obvious after, you know, 5-10 minutes that it was gonna be fun.
He's really down to earth, and I like that because I consider myself really like normal and simple in a lot of ways.
Why do you laugh?
Because maybe people don't think that of me, but I really am.
J-Lo was so calm and in control shooting this dance scene, you would have never known that just 1 week earlier, she had blown up the Grammys in that dress.
No, I had no idea that was going to be such a big deal.
Yeah, we'll never forget that look, just like Matthew will never forget his arrest 4 months earlier while playing the bongos too loudly. Naked.
I think any instrument you play naked is the best way to play it. I mean, if you can, it's a little more comfortable if it's hot enough.
Were there really t-shirts made? Did I hear that?
Yeah, there are t-shirts
what
made.
What did the t-shirts say?
Bongo naked, I think is what they said.
You were about to kiss me, and I remember you said to me, I don't know if you remember this, you what? Said, Miss Lopez, I'm going to kiss you now.
The pair reunited on Instagram Live earlier today. And as for J-Lo's real-life wedding planning with A-Rod, back in 2000, she told us what to expect.
I wouldn't want to just be on a beach barefoot, get married. You know, I like outside. But, you know, I would like all the flowers and it to be really done and my family and friends around.
Now, there's also news about J-Lo's monster-in-law co-star Jane Fonda.
Yeah, the Hollywood legend will receive this year's Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes. The show airs live February 28th on NBC.
And coming up, Mark Paul Gosselaar's mixed dish review of his Saved by the Bell return.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'm Governor Zach, and I approve this message.
Well, well, Saved by the Bell has made the grade. The reboot has been renewed for a second season.
And Mark Paul Gosselaar's that was funny. Mark Paul Gosselaar's co-star on Mixed-ish, Tika Sumter, well, she has some Saved by the Bell binging to do.
Take care, everybody.
Tika, have you caught any of the new episodes?
I have not yet. I mean, we've been
She's too cheap. She doesn't want to get people.
Oh! Are you going to buy it?
Yeah. See?
Season 2 of Mixed-ish premieres tonight on ABC after an all-new episode of Black-ish.
Rainbow, I need backup dancers.
The casting is so great. The kids are fantastic.
Now, don't say that out loud, though. We don't want them to get big heads.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.